That's Joe Lewis Walker, opening up this episode of Nothing But the Blues with Eyes Like a Cat, originally on his 2009 album Between a Rock and the Blues, but now reissued on an album, The Best of the Stony Plain Years. Well, back to 1996 for a couple of the ladies now.
When I
Angela Straley with What It Takes, recorded live at Antone's 20th anniversary in 1996. And before that, Tracy Nelson with Living on Love from her 1996 album Move On. Well, making his debut on the show, this is Dave Spector.
Morning rain.
Dave Spector with Same Old Blues. It's the Don Nick song, and it's from his new album, Message in Blue. Well, time for some jug bands now. Thank you.
remember last election,
yeah.
Jim Jones got an action.
Uh-huh.
Said he's voting for the man that paid the biggest price. Next day at the poll, he voted with heart and soul. But instead of voting once, he voted twice.
Memphis Jug Band with He's in the Jailhouse Now, recorded in Memphis in November 1930, and before that Cannon's Jug Stompers with Minglewood Blues, recorded in Memphis in January 1928. Well, sadly we learned of the sudden death of Lee McBee in the last week of June, aged only 63. A couple of tracks featuring him in different bands next.
Kicked out.
That's Mike Morgan and The Crawl with Time from his 2008 album Stronger Every Day, featuring Lee McBee on vocal. Lee worked with Mike Morgan and The Crawl for many years. And before that, Lee McBee and The Passions with I've Been Abused from his 1995 album 44. Well, it's not unusual for a daughter to follow her father into the blues. Shamikia Copeland, Teenie Tucker, another father and daughter next.
Thank you.
Bernice Thomas with Southern Girl, younger sister of Carla Thomas. It's from her new album, Blues for My Father. And before that, her father, Rufus Thomas, with I'm So Worried, recorded in Memphis in 1950. Well, some Gate Mouth Brown next.
stain on your clean, clean hands today. She winked her eye and she said she needed fun. She winked her eye and she said she needed fun. If you don't believe me, mister, let me grab my hat and run.
Gatemouth Brown with She Winked Her Eye from his 1985 album Pressure Cooker. Okay, let's stomp.
Thank you.
Big Joe Duskin with Cincinnati Stomp, the title track of his album, recorded for Our Hooli in 1977. And before that, Dink Johnson with Kansas City Stomp from the album Mr. Johnson's Signing Off, put out by Del Mar in 2004. Well, the next two people have their first initials in common.
Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. You know I cried have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Won't somebody please send her home to me? I never been a bad boy woman. Did not intend to be. I can hide my heart mistreating me. Then I cried and murdered. I cried, Lord, have mercy on me. Please send her home to me. I know I didn't mean to hate you, but you say it's true. I could come back, baby, longer than loving you. Then I cried, have mercy. I cried, Lord, have mercy, homie. Trying to find my baby. Wow! Send her home to me. Cross the way, you know I go.
trouble like you do. People, sometimes you know you have your trouble. Nobody in the world know your trouble like you do. I'm gonna give you good advice. Don't never give up what you're trying to do.
That's J.B. Lenore with I've Been Down So Long, recorded in Chicago in December 1956, with the ubiquitous Willie Dixon on bass. And before that, J.B. Hutto and the Hawks with Send Her Home to Me, from his 1968 album Hawk Squat, with Sunnyland Slim on organ rather than piano on that track. Well, this has been Nothing But the Blues with me, Cliff, and the website is nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. Where you'll find the playlist, links to interviews, links to all the previous shows. And you can email me, cliff@nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. Going out today with a track by Michael Hill's Blues Mob. I saw them play this live in B.B. King's on Beale Street in Memphis many years ago. The track is Why We Play the Blues. It's from their 1994 album, Bloodlines. Thanks for listening. Hope you'll join me again next week for another hour of Nothing But the Blues.
Times are really tough. There's trouble all around. The cost of keeping up is steady wearing people down. Folks need something for the spirit to help them make it through. Well, this music is a healer, and that's why we play the blues. Why we play the blues? Millionaires will tell you the economy is fine. That doesn't help the people on the unemployment line. We've got too many families who need housing, jobs, and food. So we try to tell the story, and that's why we play the blues. People on